Welcome to Paradigm Shifters. And oh boy, a lot of you know that energy is the big talk. The way the paradigm is shifting, we're talking energy healing, energy transformation, alternate energy and healing energy. And we have a very exciting visitor today, a very exciting guest who's working with designing energy jewelry to help us enhance our own empowerment and transformation. Welcome to the show from Hai Chi is Deborah Stewart. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, I'm really excited, and I'm telling people right off the bat, you might want to check out HaiChi.com so you can see the pictures of what we're going to talk about right now. What do you think about that, Deborah?
Well, I think it's a most excellent idea, and we have all kinds of new collections online as well as all of our new designer energy fields.
Well, let's talk about who you are and where you're headed. And the last time we saw you in person down at the Bay Area, you were already really, you were producing some very beautiful pieces of jewelry. I have one, actually. But they've changed, right?
Well, I think you've got the Mega Chi, which is our first piece that we ever did. It's actually a Frank Lloyd Wright design, and absolutely full of sacred geometry, and the only one I did not design. And but we have...
Well, what I have is the little whales or the dolphins around a...
Oh, you've got dolphin chi.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, that's such a beautiful pendant.
Isn't
that one
pretty?
Was originally designed. It was actually crop circles that inspired me to design that one. And actually, when dolphins give birth, the other dolphins circle around the mother giving birth to protect her. Mm. And these are two dolphins swimming together. So it's really such a beautiful pendant.
It is very delicate and lovely. But the thing about you, Deborah Stewart, is you used to be a fashion designer. And now you might want to give people just a little crib sheet on what made your transformation from fashion design into designing, empowering or energy jewelry or energy directing jewelry. What would you call it?
Well, I both design jewelry now, but I actually had a vision over 17 years ago, and my vision was that everything was energized. Mm. In fact, what happened is that I was doing some Lazarus workshops, one of my great teachers, and they were on Atlantis. And in my meditation in Atlantis, I saw that everything that was energized. There was actually a firmature to the air. There was this beautiful texture, like everything was glowing, trees and plants and flowers and clothing and jewelry and everything. And I was so inspired by that, and it was so very clear. And so I'd been in fashion for many, many years, and I took a year off just because I wanted to see what I wanted to do next. I just wanted to do something that, to me, had more meaning and significance. And then when I had this vision, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And at about the same time, I discovered energy medicine. Mm. And I was like a dog on a bone. I mean, I just knew this was the next wave. I knew that this is where the world was going. And we were, at the time, we started, Norman McVeigh and I, we started designing these energy systems using the different noble gas technology and everything else. And they were very expensive, the Atlantis High Life system. They're still available. But I kept on trying to go back to fashion because I thought, what am I doing making these crazy systems? And they were so expensive. And then when I
these are systems that really energize households or buildings.
Yeah, I mean they're amazing. They're the different noble gases, which are on the uttermost edge of the periodic table of elements, and have long been considered gateways to higher states of consciousness.
Mm.
And these are under 1,800 pounds per square inch. So, and we use magnets, and we also use gemstones and sacred geometry and everything. And they create a beautiful space. And in fact, now we're energizing with all the 12 higher harmonics that we're working with now. So it's a whole different level of energy. But they were so expensive. So that's why I wanted to energize jewelry and clothing, because I wanted everybody to be able to experience these very transformative, uplifting, and protective energies.
Does Norman have to be involved with this as well, or is this your own special project?
No, Norman is no longer involved in my company. This is really my dream, and so, you know, and of course, everything that I learned through him and, you know, through my partnership with him, I've been using, and now, of course, I can design energies. I have, we've had full-time research and development, actually, for 17 years.
Okay.
And John Civitan, I've been working with for the last, 10 years. And John is an absolute genius. And anything that I can think about, he can actually create. So, and, you know, we co-create these things together, all these different energy fields.
So they're, so you're designing, let's see, you use sacred geometrics, right? And what else do you use? Tell people a little bit about, you know,
well,
what's entailed here.
One of my great mentors is Dr. Ibrahim Karim through biogeometry.
Okay.
And I heard about Dr. Karim's work originally because he was called into a little town in Hamburg, Switzerland. And Swiss Telecom actually called him in because they had put a cell phone transceiver into a bell tower, and people in the town were getting ill and from cell phone radiation. And using the same energy that is now on Hai Chi energy jewelry, he was able to transform those energies, and everybody in the town got well again.
Wow.
And so, yeah, when I heard about his work, again, I was like a dog on a bone. Because I just knew that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to transform negative electromagnetic energy fields, negative energies from others. And the energy that he was able to transform them into are these three higher harmonics, which the ancient Egyptians believed not only create gateways to the divine, but protect from negative energies from others. And that's really what we're all doing in our lives, is we're transforming, you know, challenging situations into golden opportunities. Or, I mean, it's really about transformation. It's not about blocking out these energies.
Mm-hmm.
It's about transforming them.
Mm-hmm. And learning to evolve through it all, eh?
Exactly. And as we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So because we are in this, I mean, there's so much radiation now, especially with Fukushima and, of course, all the wireless technology that, you know, we can't get around it. So we need to transform it. And that's really what Hai Chi is about.
So talk about transforming it, because I'm very excited about that. What does he use? Does he use, Ibrahim Karim, did he use equipment, or did he just, create with his mind and his own energy fields?
Well, he was given actually all these pendulums and that were found in the Great Pyramid, and he was given them in France and by the wife of these French radiesthesiists, which essentially they're using pendulums to measure energy. And there was there's a lot of work done on this by the French. There was Delbelzile, there was Chameray, and there was also another one called Enel. And these were the three that we've been studying. And essentially they use pendulums, and Dr. Karim, through his school of biogeometry, he's developed all these measuring devices. There's another woman, Dr. Joyce, I'll think of her name in a moment. She's just fabulous. She's also developed measuring devices. And these measuring devices, not only do they put out energies, but you can measure with them and to see, is an energy there, isn't it there?
And through the pendulum kind of style, huh?
Yeah. In fact, that's how we made our energy fields, is we have huge, huge pendulums, which we had hand-carved from this beautiful wood, of exact replicas of the ones that were found in the Great Pyramid.
Wow.
And one of them has the 12 higher, you know, we have the 12 higher harmonics, we have the three higher harmonics, we have, you know, all the white light, and they were all originally designed from these pendulums that we made extremely large. I mean, they're huge and just very beautiful. And then we amplified those energies, and then we create energy information files of each of them in our computer.
And they're consistent. They can replicate themselves.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that we really pride ourselves on is we measure. As I always say, if we can't measure it, it's not there. And what we've discovered through our research is even the most beautiful energy, for instance, I could add a frequency of love to an energy field, mm-hmm. but if it's not balanced, it will turn the energy signal into what is called oscillation. Mm. And in 1972, Wayne Cook, he's one of the energy greats, he was at Stanford doing research, Stanford University, and he was able to show that oscillation is worse for you than radiation. And so, and we measure everything. John's measured everything. People from all over the world send us their energy fields for us to test. And also, you know, people will ask us, what about this and what about that and so on. And we also, for our own research, we're always testing.
Well,
and
how on earth does someone across the world send you their energy?
Well, usually through files. Mm-hmm. You know, we get files of them. MP3s. I mean,
so they might speak or just talk, you know what I mean, sing or what?
Well, they can be frequencies. Also, if something has been energized, the digital photograph will always have the energy on it.
Okay.
So that's really, and that's actually how we energize. We don't actually energize the jewelry. We energize the subtle energy signature of the jewelry or the digital photograph.
Oh, wow. So some of the designs, and that's a whole other thing, but I want to ask you a little bit more about the energy. When did you get, like, did you get results? I know that you didn't reverse cell tower impact quite yet, or did you?
Well, we had an original study done many years ago by Dr. Glenn Ryan. You know, he used to work with at Stanford University, and he was able to show that the 12 higher harmonics on high chi energy jewelry not only protected from cell phone radiation, but also got the chi flowing in the body.
Hmm.
And we also have another study done by Dr. George von Bose, also formerly of Stanford, showing how the energy on our jewelry takes you into that lovely alpha theta, the happiness brainwave frequency.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So, and we have other studies as well, but those were some of the most significant studies.
Hmm.
And I always say our company is called High Chi because we just want to get you high, higher state of consciousness.
That sounds pretty good.
That's really what we're up to, Veronica.
Have you helped people who have been, for example, ill or have environmental illnesses or sick buildings or any of that? Or is that the kind? That's not quite the kind of thing you do, really, is it?
Well, we don't really focus on that. But with this new, we now have 50 new designer energy fields. And what is so exciting about these is that we are using these ancient Egyptian prayers, and they're actually sacred geometric. And we have prayers for, you know, healthy eyes and healthy ears and healthy heart and healthy legs and healthy anything, you know, healthy liver, anything that you can think of. And they're also very beautiful and very unique. And we've further energized these prayers, which feel to me like portals to the divine, because each one is very distinct and very unique. And I originally found them in this treatise by Anel, one of the great radiesthesists. And then John, 2 weeks later, told me about them, and I just knew this was it. This was the next step in our research. And so we started...
The next dog bone for you.
Pardon me?
The next dog bone.
It was the next dog bone, exactly. It's always the dog bone. And what was so amazing about these prayers was at the same time, we also had a huge breakthrough in life force energy.
Hmm.
And that was in October 2012. And we had been, we'd been working on life force for the past 4 years. John has a fellowship at one of the universities in the Philippines. His wife is a Filipina. And we have a research facility there. And he was doing a lot of work there, you know, with the university, it's an agricultural university, and what he was measuring the energy fields, you know, of plants or the life force count of plants and flowers and the water table and earth, and there's actually, it was a negative life force count.
Mm,
and
really?
In the 1940s, there was another scientist, a farmer, and a very interesting man. And he was measuring life force during the 40s, and he was measuring it at 1,800.
Hmm.
And an organic piece of fruit from Whole Foods, John's measured, and he's measured everything, and it has a life force count of 5.
Oh.
We have gone from 1,800 to 5.
Oh, my.
And
that's
toxicity
and all that.
It is toxicity. And inorganic fruits and vegetables have a negative life force count. So we have this tremendous crisis of vitality on the planet. So we've been working on this for, 4 years. And 3 years ago, we got up to 1,200, which is still not 1,800.
Okay.
But if you would eat something like sugar, which has a negative life force count, your life force would plummet again.
Hmm.
As of October 2012, we are now at 5,000 and holding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so and life force is so interesting, Veronica, because it is the magician's energy.
Hmm.
And historically, magicians they've had an animal sacrifice for their spells, not because they needed the sacrifice, but they needed the life force of the animal, because life force is a carrying wave, and it goes directly to source.
Ah.
Okay, so, and the goddess always says yes, you know, whatever you do, it's always yes, we're in a free will universe. So they needed the life force count. Well, we have just left the age of science, and we've entered the age of a magician. And it is no wonder that it is at this time we've had this incredible increase in life force. And also there is such a crisis of vitality on the planet. I mean, it's just terrible. And what
we've
done for
the increase in life force is just in the work that you've been doing, but not all over the place.
No, it's just in our energy fields. We're using life force to drive the energy of these beautiful Egyptian prayers. And the other energy, and the life force feels to me like the divine masculine. It's a very masculine energy. And the other energy that we're using is Tibetan prayer flag energy, which is, it's this beautiful energy. It's prayer flags have historically been prayed over, you know, for eons. And it actually vibrates to they vibrate to the higher harmonic of ultraviolet.
Hmm.
And these prayers are vibrating to the higher harmonic of gold and the higher harmonic of ultraviolet.
Hmm.
And life force is what's called horizontal negative green. It's that life force healing energy. So those three energies in a particular synergy create this energy which the ancient Egyptians believe not only create gateways to the divine, but protect from negative energies from others.
Hmm.
So we're working with them in different ways. Sometimes we work with them together. I mean, it's a bit complex and sometimes apart. But essentially what's going on is we're using life force and prayer flag to drive we're also working with frequencies. Anyway, it's a bit complicated, but we have all these new energy fields. So
I think it's pretty darn
exciting.
I want to back up a tiny bit and say about the fruit and the vegetables that are in a negative realm. Can you... Can you send that higher frequency, that life force frequency, through something that's already been depleted?
Well, yes. We just need a digital photograph. In fact, Owen Leto was the farmer scientist in the 1940s. He wrote this book called, many books, and one of them called Vibrations.
Mm.
And that's how he developed a special pendulum that he could actually measure everything.
What was his name again? Owen?
Owen Leto, L-E-H-T-O. The book is Vibrations. It's out of print, but he was just such a brilliant scientist. So brilliant. But yes, in answer to your question, yes, we can. We can energize anything, Veronica. All we need is a digital photograph. And ultimately, that is what I want to do as a company. We want to energize the world. I mean, we want to energize.
I was going to say, have you been into Congress lately?
Yeah. Well, we want to energize people. That's a slippery slope. I think people that energize people, I think that's a very slippery slope. You never want to do that.
Okay.
Because you don't have a choice once you're energized.
Mm-hmm.
And you should never let anybody energize you. Now, energizing clothing or jewelry or anything like that, or you know, trees and plants, vegetables, chairs, whatever, jets, planes, automobiles, you know, you have a choice whether or not you're going to use them. But when you're energized as an individual, I think that's just not right.
Hmm. Okay, so let's talk. That makes sense. Although I'm thinking about that a lot, like sending light to someone, sending healing energy.
Well, you can send light. That is, you know, because energy follows intention. But to actually energize something, because as a company, we do know what we're doing. But, you know, everybody can make mistakes. But most people, they really don't know what they're doing because they don't know how to test. Mm-hmm. It's the Wild West out there. I mean, I would never... And people all the time will say to me, you know, I want you to feel my pendant, feel my jewelry. And I won't, you know, I just essentially say, go on with your bad self. I can tell that. Because once you, you know, you pick up something with your left hand, which is your receiving arm, it comes right into your energy field. Hmm. And even John, he will not test a lot of stuff. He can tell right away because the energy comes right through him.
Oh,
and there's
see.
Enough, you know, there's enough of this, you know, these energies out there, you know, we don't need more.
Huh. Well, so let's jump into designing for someone. Can you give us an example or tell us what the process
would
be?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have all kinds of different energies. I mean, this is just so exciting. And this is where my heart, I mean, I can be very technical, but designing the energy is so much fun. Because first of all, our energy is so beautiful, and we work with the gemstones because, and I always say, the pendants are foundational, the magic is in the gemstones, because gemstones already have healing properties, and when we energize them, those healing properties are amplified many, many times. And we've just upgraded all our gemstones to the 12 higher harmonics, so they're extremely grounding, and they're also very uplifting, very protective energy. You feel like you're in this really beautiful cocoon of just this wonderful, wonderful energy field. And it's power spot energy. But if you decided, okay, I want more than the 12 higher harmonics, we also have a new energy field, which is Jupiter. And there is a fellow called, he was a very well-known astrologer, Jack Gillen. And he wrote quite a few books, and what he observed 100% of the time is when somebody won something, or they did well in the stock market, or they made a whole lot of money, or they just were at the right place at the right time, or they had a big inheritance, Jupiter was trining their planets 100% of the time.
Hmm.
And so you can now get trined in Jupiter. It's just
luck. Oh, wow,
luck.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it? It's so lovely. And then we also have Jupiter's consort Venus.
Hmm.
And which is, you know, the arts, which is receiving. And I love those two energies together.
Hmm.
And those with the 12 higher harmonics are just beautiful. And then when you drive them with life force, I mean, these are very palpable energies, Veronica. They feel beautiful, just beautiful.
Well, just let's go back to astrology just for a minute. So you're saying trining. Are you saying that if a person experiences a trining in their chart, they have some of the, what, impact of these higher frequencies?
Well, yes. You're getting, when you're trined in Jupiter, when you have a trine in your chart, and it, you know, it happens different aspects, well, you know, at different times in your life, you know, almost all of us will get trined, I think, I believe. And, but you can be trined 24/7 with high chi.
Hmm.
That's what's just so much fun.
And trying is bringing you fortune and not fortune.
Yes,
but
good fortune. It's just being lucky, just plain old-fashioned lucky.
Hmm.
Like when people, you know, when make a lot of money in Las Vegas, they're being trined in Jupiter.
Hmm.
It's an energy field. It's quite palpable.
Hmm. And so what kind of jewelry, for example, somebody comes to you. I come to you and I say, okay, deck me out. I would like to be trined in what? Something. Do I have to say I would like to have, I want to manifest this or that? What is it?
Well, if you have healing issues, we have a beautiful energy field that was sent to us by, first to answer your question, you just tell me what your issues are. Okay?
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm working on, you know, my health is having some challenges. So I would probably say, well, you'll want our healing energy. And the healing energy is very interesting because, as I was saying before, people from all over the world send us their energies for us to test and balance. And a Japanese scientist who works with Dr. Masaru Emoto, he's sent us some energies. And
for people who don't know, he's the fellow who put words on water and
yes, exactly.
Raised the fields.
And
yeah.
he... what was so interesting about the healing energy, John tweaked it and everything, well, they're now using it in healing chambers in Japan, and people are having miraculous results.
Oh, wow.
And another one is our protection energy, which is really wonderful for radiation. Now, if anybody tells you that they can completely protect you from radiation, their pants are on fire. I mean, they're smoking because you cannot. But what you can do is, you know, the thing is that, I mean, we're just doing so much research on it right now, but you can, you know, help yourself as much as you can. And our radiation energy or our protection energy is wonderful, too. Mm. And it also feels so good. And that's a beautiful energy that was sent to us. And then, I mean, rarely will we keep energies in our energy library, but these ones were particularly wonderful. The other one was strength. Oh, gosh, it's a beautiful energy, too. It's very, strength of character, but also physical strength, because as we get older, we can lose our strength and strength of will. And there was, the other one was chi, life force again, a beautiful life force. It, just a little bit different from the one that we created, but also a lovely life force energy.
So if people are aging, which, of course, everyone is, you would use the chi energy, is that it?
I mean, yeah, if you want more vitality, more, you know, energy, I would use chi. And then we actually have a separate energy, which is vitality, which is even more vitalizing. Hmm. And we have sexy time. Sexy time is a great one. it's a crowd pleaser. We also have you feel very sexy. I mean, it's definitely and testosterone is just the sexy time and testosterone together are one of my favorites. And the other one I love is the ecstasy energy. It's beautiful. And those three together are a great cocktail. We have
so when you say now seriously, when you say that as a person then choose a piece of jewelry, and then you energize it with all three of those frequencies.
Exactly, but we can't do more than three.
Okay.
Like three is pretty much it.
But the person would choose the kind of jewelry they would wear aesthetically, or do you choose that as well?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, you choose. We have all our gemstones corresponding to our different chakras, or you know, you can choose birth dates if you wish to, or you know, birthstones. But you would just choose. We have a few different collections. We have the sacred geometry, which in itself, sacred geometry creates beautiful energy, and when we energize it, it's amplified many, many times. And we have the gods and goddesses, which we have both the Hindu and, of course, the Buddhist tradition. In the Buddhist tradition, we have the White Tara. She's longevity, courage, healing, strength. We have Kuan Yin, who I just adore. She's forgiveness, love, compassion. You know, if all we did it was forgive ourselves, all would be well. And then we have the Buddha. They say that when you see through the eyes of the Buddha, you become the witness. And when you become the witness, the love of the Divine Mother comes through you, and all that you see is healed. I love that. And
All that you see is healed? That's wonderful.
All that you see is healed.
Mm. So do people actually, send you, I have a wonderful power necklace. Do people send you things and ask you to energize them?
Yes, we can do that for you. We can totally do that. If there's something you know you have that's very special for yourself, you can send us a digital photograph, and we can energize it for you.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a service, and we'll charge you for it, of course, but because we need to test and balance it and everything else, but we can totally energize it for you.
Wow, that's such a great thing to know, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's really what I'd like to do is ultimately, as I said, license out our energy. Because the more people that wear high chi, the more we're lifting the resonance of the planet.
Mm, I love that a lot. I mean, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Are you designing jewelry as well? I mean, the actual jewelry?
Yes. I just designed another new collection called the Chi Coins. Mm-hmm. And the Chi Coins are these tiny little sterling silver coins. And they've actually been a bit of a departure for us because you know, our high chi can be expensive, and because we're all beautiful 925 sterling silver, and our chains are from Italy. They're just, and the Italians do the most beautiful silver chains. And Leonardo does our chains. He's a little difficult, but he does most of the work.
He's a little difficult. He's supposed to be an artiste,
well.
Though, huh? He's supposed to be an artiste, right?
An artiste, yes.
Yes.
And but all of our pendants are made here in the U.S., and they're laser engraved. And They're done back east by Justin and his sister Ashley, and then all of our gods and goddesses are done here in New Mexico. And Debbie and Lloyd do those. They have 5 kids, and our rings are also done in New Mexico. And we're just really trying to keep everything local here as much as we can. Our gemstones are from Jaipur. Rocky does those. And really, as I always say, the pendants are foundational. The magic is in the gemstones. I really feel that gemstones have these incredible healing properties, and that's why I really recommend the gemstones.
And do they weaken with the years, or?
No. The energy stays in the high chi for 250 years, or the lifetime of the jewelry.
Uh-huh.
And now with this new level of energizing with the Egyptian prayers, the sacred geometric prayers, it's really forever.
Can people use the Egyptian prayers, or do you use them on the...
Well, I'm going to be, at some point, I have all these collections in mind, but I've been designing jewelry and, really doing a ton of marketing, lots of shows so that, people can firsthand experience high chi.
Yeah.
I have a collection I want to do, which will be these beautiful Egyptian prayers, the actual sacred geometric designs themselves.
Hmm.
And the new Chi Coin collection, they're very tiny, but they actually have the energy fields written on them. So there's focus, there's self-love, there's, there's Jupiter, there's calm, as I say, to calm my ass down.
And they're actually, I see them sitting here, they're on these little bracelet, like a piece of fabric, right?
Yeah, they're silk ribbon energy bracelets. And they're also energized with life force, which I spoke to earlier.
Mm.
And their closure is a north-south magnet, so they're magnetic closure, so they're easy to wrap around your wrist.
Mm.
And the magnets are also energized with life force, so the energy goes round and round and round the bracelet, through the north-south magnetic closure. And so they're further energizing whatever little charms you're wearing on your bracelet. And the charms are $19 each, which is, I never thought I would do anything at $19. But our mission statement as a company is to create the most transformative, uplifting, and protective energy and to make it available to as many as possible.
Well, you could change the world, Deborah.
I'm working on it, Veronica.
Well, I love, there's an old line from an Arcturian series of books, and I think it ends with, change the energy, change the reality, which has been my mantra for many years now.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, I love the Arcturians.
And it really is true, isn't it? Change the energy. Do you have stories about people at all, or do you have stories about clients that have been affected by...
I just think almost everybody writes into us to tell us that, something wonderful happened after wearing high chi. And I think the major reports, pardon me, are that people feel so much better because it's a very uplifting energy. But as I always say, high chi will not brush your teeth for you. And so if you are feeling anxiety or fear or frustration or loneliness or despair or envy, jealousy, rage, any of those, emotions, there are also energy tools. So you just hold the pendant with your left hand and you feel the emotion and flick it out with your right like you're flicking water off your fingers. And we've been able to show through the HeartMath technology that your heart rate goes coherent. You're in a no-stress zone. You're reconnected to source.
Mm.
Because one of our great human gifts is our ability to feel, but we're taught not to. We're allowed to be in love. And when we're in love, we're in the zone, we're in the flow, because we're feeling our emotions. We're connected to source.
Mm.
But we're not allowed to feel these other emotions. And
Which tend to come with the package, don't they?
Pardon me?
They tend to come with the package.
They do come with the package, and exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And even now I'm teaching emotional literacy, which is, also being taught at Harvard Business School.
Yeah,
right now.
I read that on your site. Yeah. I mean, my goodness, what does that mean? What are they teaching, psychology?
Well, just the importance of feeling your emotions.
Hmm.
And not acting them out, but actually feeling, feeling them deeply. Part of self-respect is feeling your emotions. So
and allowing that you have them, allowing that you have permission to have them, even if they're grotty.
Yes, and I think that's the big one, Veronica, is just that, you know, sometimes I find myself just angry, and it's like you feel you don't have a right to be angry,
mm-hmm.
but you're just angry anyway. And because so many of us, you know, I know when I was a kid, I was just told, you know, don't get angry with me by my mom. And as so many people, have, and for men, it's even worse. They're not allowed to cry. They're not allowed to, I mean, it's better now, but still the chauvinism for men has been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a real learning curve for us as a culture, because I believe so deeply, in fact, I know, is that if we were really to start feeling what we have done to each other and what we do to each other continually and what we have done to our planet, we would be down on our knees,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't think it was ever meant to be this painful. But we allow it because we're not feeling.
We allow it because we're afraid of the feelings being too
mm-hmm.
much or whatever or inappropriate.
Yeah, and it disconnects us from source.
Mm-hmm.
And it is through our connection to the divine that we can start creating really beautiful realities, co-creating them for ourselves, our planet, and of course, you know, all our loved ones. And
for the greater good. But you have to start with yourself, don't you?
Well, and there's the rub.
Rub it up, dub. Here we come. Yeah. Well, yeah, we have to though. And people say these days, and I always say this lately. People say it's not all about you, you know. And I go, well, actually, it is. You know.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It truly is.
It has to be. It has to start there. Well, so if you have like a say an unexplained anger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put on your jewelry, and then what did you say?
You hold the pendant with the left,
mm-hmm.
and you just start flicking. One of the energies in Hai Chi is, and all of our energy fields, is white light. White light is not only very protective, but it's excellent for releasing, you know, toxins. It's an energy field that's in it. We call it universal chi.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful for detoxing. It's one of the foundational energies in our high chi energy jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful for detoxing. It's wonderful for releasing. And energy follows thought. So, you know, an emotion is directly connected. You can't have an emotion without a thought coming with it. Until, of course, you can. But really, you have to have thoughts first to start feeling the emotion.
Mm.
That's what starts releasing it. And so you can feel it. And so, again, you hold with the left and you flick it out with the right. So you hold on to the pendant with all the white light in it in your left hand, and your energy comes in through your left hand, across your shoulders, down your right. So that's why you want to hold with your left, flick with your right.
Mm.
And that's why when you're wearing high chi bracelets, you always want to wear them on your left hand.
Oh, interesting.
Because then the energy will come right in through your body.
And the bracelets have, I see here that they all have a variety of these on them. Do they always, or you choose them one at a time, I guess?
Oh, pardon me, what is your question?
You're choosing, if you're having one of the bracelets, it may have one or two or three pendants on it, right? And you choose
Yes, you can choose as many as you wish, actually.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk about the 12th harmonic. We mentioned it fairly quickly in passing.
Right.
Can you explain a little bit about what 12th harmonic or 3rd harmonic might mean to people at home?
Well, the higher harmonics are found in music and color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and we have them energetically. So, and again, it's ancient Egyptian technology. And they include all the higher harmonics of the chakras,
mm-hmm.
you know, the 7 chakras in the body and 5 more. So their form follows function, and the form might be the color or the music. The function is the energy.
Hmm.
So, and actually, the function is actually more powerful than the form. So when you start working with the energetic level of the higher harmonics, and that's why I so much recommend our gemstones, because being energized with the 12 higher harmonics, you have an energetic synergy taking place, because the gemstones with the colors already have the higher harmonics in them.
Well, you know how we always talk about we're way bigger than being a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so multidimensional. My feeling is that those harmonics go up very, very high, do they?
Oh, well, yes, indeed. I mean, they are, they're so beautiful when you start feeling them. I mean, I think what most people observe, as I said about the 12 higher harmonics, is not only are you very grounded, because it, you know, if you're not in your body, who is? Mm-hmm. As I always say, you want to be in your body, but there is a beautiful upliftment taking place. I mean, people can feel there. So many people speak about, oh my gosh, I can feel this incredible connection now. Hmm. It's like you lock in with your connection to Source, and you know, that's how we create beautiful realities as well.
Mm-hmm. So it really impacts our manifestation ability, doesn't it?
Oh, very much so. But if you're not feeling your feelings, you are disconnected. And here's the other part. Because we so deeply want to connect, we usually end up courting each other through our third or our fifth chakras.
Aha.
And that's when you end up thinking other people's thoughts and feeling other, you know, people's feelings. And as I always say, it's enough to process your own thoughts and feelings without everybody else's shenanigans. So
you think people are reaching out unconsciously to identify themselves along with someone else for belonging? Is that what it is?
I think, yes, the need to belong, one of Maslow's basic needs, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think energy etiquette has just gone out the window here, Veronica. You're not supposed to court people.
Yeah, we don't know any better, do we?
No, we don't.
I think a lot of people do these days.
I think we're all doing it. And until you become more conscious about it. But that's why a high chi is very important, because it does act as a subtle energy armoring. You know, so you're not picking up other people's thoughts and feeling other people's feelings. It does make an enormous difference. I notice particularly when I'm getting my hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it just opens you right up. And I'm always wear my high chi. Or when I'm flying, I think when you're on a plane, your aura is much more open. That's when I wear a lot of high chi as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wear it most of the time, but particularly at my third, because that's, you know, where my solar plexus is, that's where I'm really most sensitive.
So do you have it on belt buckles?
We don't, but we do have, you know, you can send your belt buckles in to me. I can energize them for you. Mm-hmm. But we do have longer necklaces, the 36 and 40 inches, so you can wear them right down at your, you know, on your third chakra.
I'm excited. I'm going to get some.
Yeah, they feel so good. There's just a wonderful feeling of you know, just safety. It's really quite beautiful. I notice a big difference when I wear it when I don't.
You can keep a plane in the air. Keep your cars being safer.
Yeah, well, speaking of planes, I was on my way to Toronto, and I was doing a show, and we have these trays where we show our gemstones on them, and we have, we've got 9 different gemstones, and 3 different sizes, so that's 27 different gemstones. And what happened is I wanted to do a tray, so I just thought, well, I'll just wear them in the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on the plane, and I'm getting as high as a jaybird wearing all these gemstones. And then I totally started freaking out, because I'm thinking, do I declare them, don't I declare them? Do I declare them, don't I declare them? You know, going through customs in Toronto.
Funny.
And I had a show, and I wanted to be there early, and my girls were already there. And so I started doing the feel and flick technique, and I'm feeling and flicking, and then I do my creative visualization and you know, just zipping through customs, and I got my guidance. It was fine. So I get off the plane, and I'm back to being as high as a jaybird, and I'm going down the corridor, and there's this huge crowd of people, and I'm thinking, this is not what I asked for. And so I go to the side, and there's an official there, and I asked him, you know, what's happening? And he goes, ma'am, you're going to have to get to the back of the line. There's a big backlog in customs. You know, we can't even let you downstairs. And I looked at him, and I said, where's the ladies' room? And he looked at me. He goes, downstairs, ma'am. And I go, in customs? And he opens the gate, and out I go, leaving everybody behind.
Isn't that amazing?
Is gemstone resonance magic.
Oh, my.
You know, that's one of the many stories, but that is, you know, one of my personal ones. But that really shows, you know, I had to do the work. I had to get through the fear.
Uh-huh.
But if you are willing to feel the emotions and reconnect to Source, or, you know, to yourself, ultimately, magic happens.
Oh, I really believe in that. I love that story. It's a really wonderful story. You keep the plane in the air as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you said it. It reminded me of that. Yeah. Keeping the plane in the air.
Now, this is a little deviation, but I wanted to go back to your skin products. Are they energized as well?
Yes. In fact, we also have collagen. We have skin support. We have muscle tone. We have all these really beautiful energy fields, and our OxyVital skincare is now being energized with collagen, skin support, muscle tone. Oh, it's just beautiful. Hmm. It's a whole different level.
Are you energizing it with, like, Life Force? Or?
Oh, yes, and it's all, of course, they all have Life Force to drive them.
Wow, that's wonderful. So, and one more thing you talked about that it keeps running through my head is you talked about oscillation that is sometimes mm-hmm. more difficult. Can you re-explain that? Because I think we all need to know a little bit about that. Talk about knowing what we're doing and what...
Well, the way to test, oscillation is essentially when... I mean, I can explain it exactly. Normally when you're testing an energy field or somebody's testing, like they'll take their pendulum, for instance, and it'll start turning to the right. And they'll think, oh, I've got a great energy field because it's got a positive spin.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, what energy does is it, you know, if you're there long enough, and this is why the divining rod is really the way to test for oscillation. You really can't test it any other way.
Mm.
Is... you've got to see, like a regular energy field, the pendulum will go to the right, and then it will stop, and then it'll go to the left, and it'll stop. And this is a good energy field. And it'll go to the right, and it'll stop, the left, it'll stop, and it will keep on going. If it's a good energy field, it'll go past half an hour. And in fact, and most of them just peter right out.
Hmm.
But John actually will put his arm in a sling for over half an hour to test if an energy field stays, and then we know we have a good one.
Hmm.
Now,
so it only stays if it's really strong and good.
Yeah,
right?
But he tests for over half an hour. I mean, that's because most energy fields will have a little bit of a field, but then they just stop. Hmm. So you really don't have anything there. There's no substance. Now, with oscillation, it's very interesting because the pendulum will go to the right, then it'll stop, then it'll go to the left, it'll stop, then to the right, and then left, and faster and faster and faster and faster until it starts oscillating, going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, that's worse for you than radiation. And we meet people from all over the world, different companies who are energizing jewelry or patches or whatever they're doing, and people aren't testing for oscillation. They say it's not scientific, but it is the only way to test if an energy field is good for you.
Hmm. How long does it take for it to oscillate?
Oh, John can test it within seconds.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's 3 or 4 seconds. He knows right away. I mean, you can just see it start to happen.
Hmm.
Now, I've got to be the worst tester in the planet. I mean, I'm terrible. I design energy, and really, Veronica, all of my energies are just fantastic. John tests them, and you know, a lot of them are oscillating.
Oh.
So
you've got a double blind study here.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. There's no way I'll put an energy field without it being tested. And sometimes it'll take me 8 or 9 goes at designing an energy field. And it takes a long time to design energy. I mean, it is an art form and a science. You get a feel to it. Because there are a lot of components. There's frequencies, there are the prayers, there's life force, and you have to really have it all balanced.
And also, does it have something to do with you and your innate vibrational signature, energy signature?
Well, of course, because, you know, I mean,
some people would be predisposed for being able to do that easily, right? Or not
easily,
yeah.
And do you want to be in a great place when you're designing energy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is... After we discovered Life Force, I had 6 months, and that's all I did, really, was design energy. It just took me. It was so amazing. It was just incredible, incredible time for me.
Mm.
And then I stopped for about 3 months, and I started up again, and I had a really very difficult time getting back into the groove. It took me 3 weeks until I was able to just start, you know, designing just so beautifully and freely again. But
is it because you lose your sensitivity, or not sensitivity, is your energy awareness of it, and you have to re-educate or realign?
Yeah, I was doing too many other things and too much traveling, and I wasn't just staying at home. When I was designing the best energy, actually I had had a I had broken my femur right after
discovering
Life Force. Mm. It was so interesting. It was just, I think I was so excited, and we still hadn't combined it with the Tibetan prayer flag energy, mm-hmm. and I just got so ungrounded with it because I was so excited. I was virtually flying around because I knew we now had the technology to create all these beautiful energy fields, which had been my dream.
Mm.
You know, energy field for healthy ears, energy fields for depression, energy fields for, I mean, everything you could think about, we have energy fields for.
Mm.
And I knew that, you know, this is what we had been working on for the last 17 years. And I got so ungrounded, and I had a really pretty bad fall and broke my femur.
Oh my.
And so I had to sit. I was, you know, there's not a lot I could do after that. I wasn't traveling. I wasn't moving around. But what I got to do is I got to design energy, which I never would have done had I not broken my legs.
Because
so,
you had to sit still, right?
I had to sit still. And we now have this stable of, well, I can virtually now design thousands of energies because of, you know, our stable of energies that I created at that time. And John tested. Each one is tested. Each
oh, that's
one.
Wonderful.
Each one is impeccable, pristine.
Wow.
And now I'm getting other people to test too for us because it's just so important.
Well, this is really exciting, and I love your website for everybody at home. It's higchi.com, H-I-G-H-C-H-I. But also, Deborah, you're such an inspirational energy being. How would people who are really new at this, somebody who's just listening for the first time and doesn't know much about this, how could they start educating themselves before they come in and buy an awful lot of jewelry, which would be great?
Well, what I recommend doing is, if you are interested, you know, a great place to start where there's really not a huge cash outflow are the Qi coins at $19 each. And what's so interesting about them, Veronica, is they're very heavy. They're really small, but if you hold them in your left hand, they feel so heavy because they're so grounding.
Oh wow! Really?
I mean, they're really beautiful. They feel more than sterling silver. They almost feel like lead. They're just heavy, and that's always a good place to start. But what I also, if people are into the sacred geometry, I highly recommend our signature piece, which is the High Chi pendant. It is pure sacred geometry. The energy comes through the center, down the channel into your body. And that with a gemstone is just a wonderful place because that's a true power piece. And we also have a connector, which is essentially a spring ring, which I designed. And the reason I designed it, it's round. And the reason I designed it to be round is because, again, the higher harmonic of gold comes through the center. So, and the higher harmonic of gold is already in the jewelry, so it's very synergistic. And it opens and closes, so you can just change out your gemstones. And so, for instance, I wear a lot of blue topaz because blue topaz is wonderful for speaking your truth. It is also wonderful for fish chakra, which is communication, and speaking your truth mostly to yourself, of course, and then to others. It is also great for self-esteem, self-confidence. It's the teacher's stone, wonderful for leadership. So I wear a lot of blue topaz, and we're putting videos up on the website too, speaking about, you know, what I've spoken with you today. But the gemstones are also designed so you can slip them through your pearl studs, you can put them in through your hoops, so you can wear them on earrings. Everything is, it's a really great system, a very well thought out system, High Chi. It's actually a jewelry energy system. So you can, I mean, some days I won't wear a lot of jewelry. I just want to wear my earrings, but I'll never be caught without my earrings. Those I wear, and I wear pearl studs with my blue topaz most of the time, or I'll wear a pair of hoops with my blue topaz.
Well, you're very inspirational. So are you going to be traveling again soon, or where are we going to see you next?
Well, I will not be going. I'm actually going to Kauai in a few days.
Oh, and how sad for you.
I know, how sad. It's so sad. It's a very well-deserved vacation.
Yeah.
But my team will be going to Dallas, Texas. They're doing a show there, and that is not the following weekend. It's the weekend after that. I think it's the 8th, 9th, they'll be in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a High Chi open house, I think, on the 16th of December. And oh, and we'll be in New York the following week, New York City. We have 3 shows there.
How fun.
Yeah, we're doing, I mean, we're going to be traveling right up to Christmas. And in my home is in Stinson Beach, California, and we have a high chi, you know, holiday sale there.
And do you have a big, like, a manufacturing area? Do you have a big area in Stinson Beach?
No, well, we're jewelry, and we get our jewelry manufactured all over the U.S., and it comes here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it is here that we do most of the energizing, and, of course, and Stinson Beach is a very, very quiet place. I've lived here the last 17, 18 years.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's so beautiful. And I don't think I could have done this work had I not been living here. It's so peaceful, so meditative.
Well, I am so glad we got to speak with you. When are you going to come up to Vancouver, B.C., or Seattle, Washington?
I don't know. I was in Whistler last August for Wanderlust Festival.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't spend much time in Vancouver, but I did get to Whistler,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have anything for Washington, but I will... You can just check out our website under High Chi Shows or Where is High Chi,
mm-hmm.
and we are pretty much, we're all over the country.
Wonderful. Well, you're very, very inspirational, and I'm going to be sending you a couple of pieces of jewelry to get them energized.
Well, thank you, Ronica. I would be delighted to do it, for I'd love to design the energy for you.
It's wonderful. I'd love to have that. So you guys are putting some videos up, too, are you?
Yes, we'll be putting lots of videos on the feel and flick technique, the emotional literacy technique. There's one already up there, but it's a little long, so we're doing shortened versions. Also, how do you choose your gemstones? More about also designing energy. And really, as I said, what I really want to do is license out the energy. And in fact, one of the things I want to do is energize the haute couture collections in Paris.
Excellent.
Particularly for Chanel, I'd like to be sitting in the front row. So that's one of the things I want to do for the future, because there's nothing new and really in fashion.
No.
The only thing really new is energy. And that's why I think it is the new frontier, and especially the beautiful designer energies that we have. As I say, we are the haute couture of sacred science energy.
I love it. Thank you so much for all you're doing, Deborah, and it's wonderful to catch up with you again.
Well, thank you, Veronica, and I so appreciate being invited onto your show.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. This is very inspiring. We're always talking about energy. This is a beautiful way to do it, and a beautiful woman who's teaching us how. So thank you for listening, and we'll be in touch. You can also be in touch with me, veronicaantwistle.com, and there's an Ask Veronica button. You can make comments about this show and make suggestions of other guests. Thank you again for listening, and good night.